Straight forward. This is Monk Allen from the Absolute Monastery in Campo, California. Straightforward is my topic. And if you have a chance to hear me talking, because the dogs are having a ball here. These are all our dogs. Once upon a time, there was a young woman. She had just done her, probably for a couple of months, she had done her driver's license, and she was all proud to have passed it and to be able to drive all by herself. So one day she said to her husband, "I'm going to the neighbor town to visit a friend of mine." And he said, "Well, that's fine, but just remember, watch the rules. I said, "Oh, no problem." So she took off all happily to the neighbor town, and she parked her car and did her visit with her friend. And after a couple of hours, she returned and she found a ticket on her card. And she, "Oh my God, how do I go ever home and tell my husband that I got a ticket? I have just a couple of months my driver's license, and here I'm going already home, driving home, and have a ticket." Well, she was just looking at this ticket, and lo and behold, there comes the policeman, a young, nice policeman. And she said, "Oh, what's that?" And he said, "Well, you haven't followed the parking rules. You have $20 to pay." And she said, "Oh my God, $20, this is a lot." He said, "Well, that's what it is, it's the rule." And she said, "Well, can we make half and half? So $10 are for me and $10 for you, so I just give you $10 and you go and have a beer." Well, the policeman took it. Well, this is not straightforward. This is compromising. This is not what we want to do. I was leaving through the magazine of the Better Business Bureau, because we are a member of the Better Business Bureau, and I was just so peeking through, and there was a short paragraph on a guy who is doing a kind of judge for people who do not want to go in front of the judge. And he's doing this job since, a real noble job, since 7 years. And he's just having these people coming to him, and he's advising them and trying to compromise with them how they can agree with each other without going to the judge. And like he says in his article, he loves it very much, he likes that very much. In my mind came our student, or actually he is not a student, a friend, Fulvio Fumasoli in Lugano in Switzerland, who is a judge, a peace judge. Judge of peace. And he does a very similar job in Lugano. And we talked to him, and we explained to him that it's very important to be straightforward and just to live the principle, to talk to the people and explain to them, what do you want? And telling them, there is a law of cause and effect. Use it and you will be much better off than anything else. I have been traveling the world and talked to people, when people come to me and say, "Well, you see, marriage, this is just, a good marriage is based on compromising." And I said, "What? A good marriage is based on compromising? Are you kidding? I mean, this is the greatest manipulation you can ever imagine. compromising with each other. If you go to the show, I go there. I mean, what a kind of marriage is this? Unfortunately, it's often lived like this, and people think that's the way to go. We want to know and share and bless the world by knowing when we speak our word, and I speak my word, and wherever there is somebody who says, well, marriage is based on compromising, I'm speaking up and I said, look, you can put a cause in motion. You can speak to your word for whatever you like to experience, whatever you like to experience. I had a short talk with our handyman yesterday, and our handyman, when he comes to on our property, our dogs bark their head off. I mean, this is just incredible. So their dogs are very sensitive to some hang-up people have. And so once I talked to him, and he told me, yes, he had a hang-up, and we worked it out, and he balanced it out beautifully. It was just wonderful. So when I talked to him yesterday, and I said, look, I've seen you have worked your problem out, but the dogs still bark. Is there still something bothering you? He said, no, not really. And I said, you know, sometimes it happens that we have a hang-up because we were pushed down by our relatives, by our mother, father, teacher, saying, go play on the freeway, or you're worth nothing, or you're stupid, or things like this. And they really didn't mean it. But we have judged them for doing this, and we have a block in us, and a hang-up in us, and we don't even realize that it is there. And it's absolutely useless to go back and find out why it is. I can give you a little remedy, a little pill, a miracle pill, and that is, I like me. If you can say, I like me, all day long, all the things, all the hang-ups you have, they just will go away, and you will be so much happier. And I say, we love you, and we know you're a great guy, so do it. He said, all right, okay, right away, straightforward, accepting it and all happy. Well, it is so easy. It doesn't help us to compromise, because compromising is the greatest manipulation, and we do not do us a favor, and not our people. Nobody who comes here to the campus is allowed to compromising, because it could be so easy with the rules here we have on the campus to compromise. Oh, because he is just 10 years old, oh, we let him do this. Oh, she's just 80 years old, we let her do this. This doesn't help us who are standing up for the rules, and it doesn't help the student who comes here. So we're just open, and we said, this is the rule, and let's just play our game and be happy with it. And, you know, most of the people just do it wonderfully. And this is the game we're playing here on campus, and not only on campus, all in the world, to be straightforward, to live the principle, and be a happy, happy person. I love you, and you have a wonderful day.